Eulalia, Disc 5.
Abbot Dorcas, Benjo Tips, and Skipper Orch had been joined by Grandspike Niblo. They listened intently as Orkel related his story, telling of the coming danger from Longtooth and his vermin sea raiders. Grandspike hugged Orkel fondly.
"You see, Father Abbot, I always knew there was good in this young feller, even though he were banished for this season. Orkwell came back to warn us."
Dorcas smiled at the young hedgehog.
"Indeed he did. You are a credit to your abbey, young prink."
Orkwell immediately perked up.
"Does this mean I'm not banished anymore, Father?"
Skipper gave Orkwell's snout a playful tweak.
"I should hope not, matey. We'll be needing beasts like you to defend the walls. How many vermin do you reckon Longtooth has with him?"
Orkwell scratched his head spikes.
"I never had time to count them, but there must be more than 80 at least. What are we going to do if they attack Redwall? We don't have many trained warriors, and it may be some time before Gorath is well enough to fight."
The abbot gathered both paws into his wide sleeves.
"Redwall was never a military stronghold. We'll do what we've always done in times of attack. Our walls are strong enough to face any onslaught of vermin. We'll defend. Right, Skipper?"
The burly otter nodded.
"Right, Father. Myself and old Benjo here, we've both had a bit of past experience with roving vermin. Seems to me this lot don't sound a lot different. We'll deal with them between us, one way or another. How would you like to be an officer of the guard, young prink? I think you'd suit the job well, eh, Benjo?"
The cellar hog winked at Skipper.
"Ah, why not? All youngins got to grow up sooner or later. I wish that the badger was fit to fight, though. My sparks! Have you seen the size of him? I'll wager he could do some damage with that pitchfork is."
Orkwell was bursting with pride at his unexpected promotion. Feeling very important, he ventured an opinion.
"My friend Gorath is a real warrior. I've already seen him slay one creature when we were on the vermin ship. He told me that he suffers from blood wrath."
The abbot sat straight up in his chair.
"Great seasons of slaughter! Do you mean to tell me the badger lying on Great Hall table is a beast of blood wrath?"
Orkwell hastened to assure his abbot.
"Oh, I wouldn't worry too much, Father. Gorath told me that he was saved from the blood wrath by a vision of a mouse who carried a great sword."
Pushing his chair to one side, the abbot rolled.
"It must have been Martin the Warrior. Come with me, friends. Let's take a closer look at this badger."
Down in Great Hall, Gorath was sitting up on the edge of the large banqueting table. Friar Chandras was refilling a bowl from a cauldron of leek and mushroom soup, whilst Formal Berth held forth a plate of carrot and turnip pasties. The huge young badger accepted the soup and a pasty, grunting.
"My thanks, friends. This is wonderful food."
As he ate, Sister Atrata, who was standing up on the table behind a patient, worked on some of his other wounds. Orkwell approached him boldly.
"How you doing, mate? Feeling better?"
As Gorath raised his face from the soup bowl, Orkwell gasped and took a backward pace.